Congratulations again to Gloria Bailey of Oneida. She was our Toaster Trivia winner here this morning. The pirouette is Tyler's favorite move. He does that. In basketball, they call it a 360.
Yes. Yeah. I usually do it sitting on the floor.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you? All right. Well, the Rova Public Schools Foundation is having their annual fundraising auction coming up next week, but it's going to be a little bit different than it's been in the past. It is going to be an online event, and joining us to talk more about it here this morning with the Rova Public Schools Foundation, Corey Finneran. Corey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Tom, thanks for having me in.
Great. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. So, yeah, it's a situation. We were kind of talking off the air. It's always been a great event in person with a meal and everything. But that's one of those things that the planning has to start so far out. And this is one of those years you just didn't know if you're going to be able to do it that way or not. So the decision was made to go ahead and go online.
Yep. We're going to be doing an online fundraising auction this year. It's going to run next week, start Monday, September 13th, and go through Sunday, September 19th.
A lot of great items, as always. And again, the thing that's missing, it was nice to have that fellowship of meeting up with other people and having the meal and all that. But this, it's still going to be a great fundraising event, though. And the bottom line is to help out the Rova Public Schools Foundation and things for the school.
Yeah. The foundation, the Rova Public Schools Foundation, it's a philanthropic organization. We support the Rova School District. The organization's been around for about 22 years. And in that time, it's granted over $614,000 to benefit Rova students. And, just a big picture, we've provided funding for various technology scholarships, elementary art and drama programs, teacher mini grants to kind of support some of the innovative things that teachers are doing in their classrooms. We've done community grants, and so that's funded like summer reading programs and back to school drives and things like that. And then some of the bigger projects that we've done, most recently the chemistry lab refurbishment that we did, and then just over the summer working on the LMC, the library.
Yeah, I know that's one of the chemistry lab. We'll have Rova Superintendent Joe Sornberger in a little bit later on this morning. That's something we've talked about because that was one that had not been updated for years and years and years and years. So that was a nice one that he was looking forward to, and I'm sure all the students are happy and teachers are happy that one's happened.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely. Corey Finneran joining us, the Rova Public Schools Foundation. Talk about some of the items that are going to be available on the auction this time around.
Yeah, I mean, the auction is going to be a little bit different this year, I guess leaving the dinner out and moving it online. But we're really excited about this online auction. There's more than 50 items on the online auction, and it can be found at rovafoundation.com/bid. That's with a B, B-I-D.
Okay.
Things like seed corn, seed bean treatment. There's a Bishop Hill experience basket, 1 year of meals at Landmark Cafe, locally raised beef, pork, and chicken, Cubs versus Cardinals tickets, a dinner party with homemade food for 25, much more, really. Whatever your interests are, I'm pretty confident you're going to find something that interests you.
I don't know, Tyler. I would call those Cardinals versus Cub tickets, but I don't know. Take your pick.
Baseball tickets.
Baseball tickets. There you go. Those two teams are still playing, by the way. No, it sounds like some great items. Again, rovafoundation.com/bid is where you will where you'll be able to bid. So talk about how the whole process is going to work with the bidding and everything.
Sure. Well, first off, every single dollar raised is going to benefit the organization. The items that are available to bid on, they were generously donated by businesses, local businesses, local individuals and community members. And we do want to thank Sullivan Auctioneers for generously providing their online auction service and covering the credit card fees. We really appreciate that. It's a really nice platform, really easy. Bidding on the items is really easy. So if you just go to that website, you can scroll through and see all the different items and place your bids.
Corey Finneran joining us here this morning. And of course, you have a vested interest in the district. You've got kids going that are in Rova schools now. Mm-hmm. Your mother, your aunt both went to Rova. And those who remember, your grandmother spent years and years working in the superintendent's office as well. So a vested interest for you, obviously.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is a really great idea. So it's going to be all online this year. And I know you hope to be able to get back to, I guess, quote unquote, normal next year. But it's just, you know, with not knowing and, you know, the spike and this and that, and it just, you know, just, I guess, being safe for people, just it was just much easier to do it this way this time
around. Right, better safe than sorry. Yeah. And even through everything, you know, all of the challenges that, 2020 presented, you know, the Rova Public Schools Foundation, we were able to continue supporting Rova in the best way that we could. We communicated with the administration to make sure the district had everything they needed. We supplied PPE, you know, continued the teacher mini grants. So even as the world kind of changed around us, we were able to still continue, able to continue supporting Rova School District.
Corey Fenneran joining us this morning. He's with the Rova Public Schools Foundation. So over $614,000 has been used that the Rova Public Schools Foundation has gotten donations for and helped to benefit the Rova School District, the students, and it just as Corey mentioned, some of the really cool things that they've done to help out. So how does it work with the administration? Does the administration come to the Public Schools Foundation and say, hey, we'd really like to do this or have this, or is it maybe the other way around? What going to the administration, what is it that you need?
It's kind of a mixture of things. Yeah, we definitely do communicate with the administration. As far as the teacher mini grants go, they, you know, kind of submit proposals to us and then kind of share their ideas of what they would like to do. And, you know, it's really helpful because especially as, you know, things become more innovative, we need things explained to us to understand, you know, exactly how it's going to work, you know, in practice in the classroom. But yeah, it's been a real, you know, honor to be able to help the teachers and the entire school district.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot more to the building. We used to have just the one hallway, which was long enough to run 100 meter sprints in. Went early in track practice before we could get outside on the senders when it was too cold or they were too wet. We would run sprints down the hallway. It was kind of dangerous, but
right.
But we were able to do that. But now there's so much more to the school than that. And again, so is there some other particular project that's kind of next on the agenda that you're trying to raise money for? Or?
This is the focus right now, the auction, and just because we're doing it a little bit different this year, I think our main focus on that. But as far as, you know, just long term, any community members, Rova grads, anybody that would, you know, maybe isn't interested in bidding on any items, but want to support the Rova Public Schools Foundation, they can give monetary donations, and that can be mailed to the Rova Public Schools Foundation. That's P.O. Box 69. There in Oneida, Illinois, 61467.
And again, to bid and see the items up for bid on the auction, rovafoundation.com/bid. You can see all the items. And what time will we actually get started on Monday?
You know, I'm honestly not sure.
Okay.
I'm going to say when you wake up Monday morning, it'll be live.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. So if not, at some point, just keep checking throughout the day. It'll be up and you'll be able to see. And again, ahead of time, you can see all the items and decide what you want to bid on and that type of thing. What a really great thing. Again, the Rova Public Schools Foundation. Do you hold regular meetings or somebody's interested in supporting the district in that way? How would they join the Rova Public Schools Foundation?
Yeah, I think the best way to get involved is to contact Carly Elliott Bowman. Her email address is k.elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, .bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, @gmail.com. And then also, if for anybody who does place bids and wins different items, there will be the opportunity to pick up those items, and that is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. there in the Rova High School parking lot.
All right, very good. So again, the Rova Public Schools Foundation, their annual auction, going to be an online thing this year. rovafoundation.com/bid is where you go. Again, you can see the items that are going to be up for bid. That's how you'll bid on them as well, starting on Monday.
Well, yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be a really, really great event. A little bit different this year, but again, it's all for the same great cause.
Right. That's exactly right.
Well, Corey, thanks so much for your time. Anything else we need to know about Rova Public Schools Foundation or anything else going on in the district?
No, I think just take a look at those bids and find what interests you, and know that your money is going to support Rova students.
Absolutely. Corey Fenneran, Rova Public Schools Foundation. Corey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.